brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, November 17, 2011. This is Aaron Dyke sitting in. Alex is going to be back tomorrow, and he should also be popping in later in the hour. Now, we have a different kind of broadcast for you here today. First of all, we're going to cover a lot of the geoengineering and chemtrails material. Two nights ago on the InfoWars Nightly News, Alex and I hashed through a lot of the material, including lots of academic papers, lots of unreleased proposals, patents, and other prima facie evidence that this stuff has been going on and that we are really just kind of regarded as little people who don't need to know the real reasons, all under the cloak of global warming. You've seen these great films like What in the World Are They Spraying, which we carry here at InfoWars. And we're going to get into that here in the first hour. We're going to play clips from that show and get into a lot of the documents. We're also going to cover the totally censored episode of Jesse Ventura's Conspiracy Theory, the police state episode, covering the establishment of FEMA camps, visiting a lot of the prisons that have also been designated for use during emergencies of whatever kind, all while we see the very real takeover of the feds going on nationwide. Among other issues, we see Homeland Security playing a role in ousting Occupy Wall Street protesters. Now Kurt Nemo reports that they're making secret arrests at Occupy Wall Street Portland because the feds have a shared jurisdiction over some of the buildings and parks where the protests are going on. So Federal Protective Services under Homeland Security are arresting people that they think have crossed the line. And there's all kinds of other stuff going on as well. But in the second hour, we're going to play some of that very telling, very damning police state episode that Ventura worked with Alex on. Alex consulted with them, and they really hit it hard and covered a lot of important information. Of course, we can't play the whole episode, but we're going to play some large clips, and you'll see how real it already is only about a year later. And we're also going to be joined later in the broadcast by Patrick Henningsen. He is in London. He's going to be near to one of the Occupy Wall Street protests going on there, where police are expected to oust them as well. Meanwhile, they have retaken Zuccotti Park in New York City, and there's big protests going on today. Hopefully things will remain peaceful on the police side as well as the protester side. We know they sent in radical elements and all kinds of provocateurs, I'm sure, in many of these large cities, and we know that the mayors and police forces in these Occupy cities have cordoned together and figured out a plan of what to do nationwide that just happens to resemble it. Meanwhile, you have Paul Joseph Watson, MF Global Money, now missing after reports that it was sent to J.P. Morgan, and they've kind of shied away from focusing on the J.P. Morgan aspect of the missing MF Global Money, but we're going to try to cover some of that as well. So stay with us, and hopefully Alex will be popping in as well. Let's get into also Kurt Nemo. Herman Cain courts war criminal globalist Henry Kissinger. Yeah, that's the Henry Kissinger from the Nixon and Ford administrations, the super insider, the extreme Bilderberg attendee, the right-hand man of the Rockefeller family, among other powerful families. And yes, Herman Cain, if you can't go past skin level, if you can't be more than skin deep, you may not realize he's nothing but a Federal Reserve stooge. He was head of the Kansas City Federal Reserve in the 90s while he was running his famed pizza company, which itself was a subsidiary of Pillsbury, one of the more elitist food cartels, and a Skull and Bones family member as well. Anyway, he's asked Henry Kissinger to be his Secretary of State. Supposedly Kissinger didn't want to do it, but the point is that's who he looks to for foreign policy. So if you think that's going to be change, I really hope you can still hold a thought in your head. Stay with us. We're going to get into all kinds of secret information, stuff they really don't want you to know. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com. We'll be back on the other side.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in. As I mentioned before, we have a Power Pack broadcast, a little bit different than other ones you may have seen me sitting in on. We're going to air what essentially is censored information later in the second hour. That is large clips and segments from Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory program, particularly the police state episode covering FEMA camps and a lot more. And that's important because it aired on True TV, on the cable systems, but only once, and it was never aired again. The listings were pulled. It was even pulled from cable boxes, and there was a lot of behind-the-scenes efforts to quash the life of that episode, whereas the other episodes, hard-hitting as they may be, were not quite as in-depth and relevant to the now, and they aired repeatedly over and over. You have to ask yourself why. Alex consulted on that. I saw a lot of the behind-the-scenes as well. And that information, I reviewed it again last night. It's very strong, and that's why we're going to air it later. But consider, too, the denial. You'll see later in the clip when Ventura confronts the congressman about the FEMA camp bill he co-sponsored, and the congressman says there are no FEMA camps. That's an imaginatory thing that people on the Internet come up with. That's a paraphrase. But he says they don't exist. Then he says, really, why is it in the language of the bill? Here's the bill. He says, oh, yes, I remember that now. There are camps, but that's for emergencies. That's in the case of a disaster. So it's this total doublethink. And that's what you see really in many ways, a parallel with the chemtrail geoengineering phenomenon, which is admitted to be going on. And let me try to set the scene for that. Here are Bertrand Russell quotes. Sir Bertrand Russell, he ran with the Fabian Socialists and a lot of the other high-powered globalist groups. And his quintessential book, among many, is The Impact of Science on Society in 1953. And it's just really opens up in a blatant way the relationship of power that science and other aspects of concentrated banking and industry have laid upon us in the 20th and 21st century. Bertrand Russell said, although the science will be diligently studied, it will be rigidly confined to the governing class. The populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. He also says in another quote, scientific societies are as yet in their infancy. It is to be expected that advances in physiology and psychology will give governments more control over individual mentality than they now have, even in totalitarian countries. He also says, gradually, by selective breeding, congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they are almost a different species, and revolt of the plebs, as you see now attempted on Occupy Wall Street, would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. Bertrand Russell also says that there would be one kind of education for ordinary men and women, another for those who are to become holders of scientific power. And goes on in a more lengthy quote to explain how if there's even an accidentally intelligent person, they'll be pressured to join or possibly killed. And that's all looking forward into what was to come. But you can see where there's a real truth to that. And you see it in geoengineering with the observed chemtrail phenomenon, which is a layman's term that has come about because the government for a long time would not admit that anything was going on. Just like with the FEMA camps, yet now as it's become more and more obvious that something is going on, there's been testing, lots of observation, lots of cross-chatter on the internet. Now you see the rise of the geoengineering rationale. You see a lot of academic papers, a lot of proposals, all saying that it's perfectly good and great as a means of fighting global warming. Now what's really going on is there's the real behind-the-scenes scientific power cloaked behind national security, cloaked behind military clearances, organized at the top from the powerful industrial and banking interests that we otherwise know about. And they're pursuing one kind of science while the public gets a dumbed down, made up rationale a la global warming. We've seen that debunked repeatedly. There's definitely holes and questions in it, even if you're still on that side of the fence. Point of the matter is they're pushing an extremely politicized science while admittedly modifying our entire atmosphere with these experimental programs of geoengineering, where they admittedly, in their academic papers, proposals, and patents, are spraying aluminum oxide as well as barium and other chemicals into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight to deal with the so-called global warming issue. Meanwhile, what are the real effects of that? We tried to cover that with Alex, and we're going to play some of that clip right now. In fact, we're going to play the whole thing throughout this hour, and I'm going to come back in with some documents and other contextual things. But remember, Bertrand Russell pointed out how different it would be between the ordinary people and the ruling class. Totally different specters of science, totally different understanding and knowledge, two different species, if you will, of understanding of the world we're supposedly living in. Let's cue up that chemtrail geoengineering special now.
The outrageous tyranny pouring in around us. I feel like I'm trapped in an Indiana Jones movie where the sand and the water is pouring into the chamber. And I'm saying, we got to get out of here. It's rising. And, the yuppies, the trendies, the know-it-alls, they're too busy slicing their arms or hurting themselves or, wearing diapers as adults, whatever little decadence they're into, to even worry about a total global government program that's hiding in plain view that they call testing, Department of Energy here in the U.S., set up in Europe as well, spraying, mixed in with the jet fuel in some of the cases, mounted to government aircraft, all admitted. Not condensation trails, ice crystals, no. But barium salts, aluminum dioxide, other nuclei mixed in so that it creates a artificial haze. And NASA admits we're more than 20% darker, less sunlight hitting us. You don't just think they put that in the Matrix movies, you know, 10 years ago because they thought that up about a global plan to black out the sun. But the scourge isn't the machines, it's us. This is part of the UN says if you don't play ball with them, they'll just spray you and shut down your weather. Now, here's my frustration. I knew they were going to announce global government with this European crisis years ago. It's now happened. I know all of this. I know they're spraying us every day. I know they're spraying my family. I know we're all filled with heavy metals. I know it's hurting us. And Aaron Dykes, I asked him last Friday, I said, get together our research for Dark Skies, the documentary. We may make it someday, but we're just going to go ahead and start releasing the information and reports. This is just a small part of it right here. Government documents, hour after hour of them on video. Okay. And then I just said, look, he was literally out there 20 minutes ago before we went live. I said, get in here. We got to present what you've got. All these video clips, all this documentation. It's so frustrating. Will the yuppies even watch? Will they even care? Because you get into how they denied this stuff existed, but the people that broke down what they were doing accurately named the chemicals that were being used. But the question is, how long has it been happening? Why is it happening? What's the end game? I'll tell you the end game here at the first, then we'll go to Aaron. The end game is aluminum dioxide in all the soils where you've got to go to companies like Monsanto. They're coming out with whole seed lines that will grow in aluminum poisoned soil. But that's only part of it. It's about the seed banks, the seed arcs, all of this. It's about weather weapons shutting down regions that don't play ball. They're already talking about a Chicago mercantile system that will bet on the weather. Well, it's going to be a rigged casino. They don't set up casinos without putting their finger on it, without controlling it. This is about playing God. This is about world government. And this is about genocide and population reduction. Aaron, I'm going to interject points here, but we've only got about 25 minutes, and we'll come back and do part two, part three, part four, because this is so important. It shows how they can keep something bigger than the Manhattan Project secret. We expose it over the years accurately, and they come out and go, yeah, okay, we've been doing it, it's secret, but it's for your own good. And we admit it's happening, but the details are secret. So you've got the floor. Go through as much as you can, the video clips, all of it. This is incredible information.
Yeah, just like you saw back in the 70s with Kissinger and the food as a weapon plans under national security, you see global warming and chemtrails under a national security proposal. And you'll see a lot of the quotes here of Kissinger talking about food as a weapon. Is the U.S. prepared to accept food rationing to help people who can't or won't control their population growth? They're talking about withholding food aid. Would food be considered an instrument of national power? You've heard the Club of Rome talking about how mankind itself is the enemy when it comes to environmental concerns like global warming and the rest of it. The real enemy is mankind. That is from the 1990s with the Club of Rome group. And then coming up,
that was the head of the CFR, too. He's also Club of Rome. That was Haas saying that.
Oh, these groups all interlock, Alex. And you see here where the Air Force wants to, quote, own the weather by 2025 and more to use it against the enemy and to help their own forces. And it goes on to, it's not cued properly, but Secretary of Defense William Cohen admitting that weather weapons exist, that they can create hurricanes, earthquakes, and the rest of it. So this stuff is admitted, but it is hidden behind a national security pretext, Alex.
Is that the right document?
Well, you've got weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather 2025, and after that is the quote about William Cohen and how they are able to use weather weapons.
Well, take your time. I know I said we're in a hurry, but take your time as
right
we get
here,
to this.
Global warming has been called a security threat because it's going to disrupt all these places where there could be droughts or food shortages, and you can guess who's going to be there to create the solution. Here you've got William Cohen saying others are engaging in a type of eco-terrorism where they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. It's real. That's the reason we have to intensify our efforts. He said that in 1997 when he was Secretary of Defense.
That was Army time, Jim.
And the point is, all these military researchers, all these national security people are able to manipulate the weather. They're spraying God knows what up there. We know what some of it is. A lot of it's aluminum and sulfur dioxide and the rest of it. But they've created this.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's just the beginning of this long geoengineering special. Just getting into the military and national security stuff behind their reasoning. They admit the Earth is dimming. Stay tuned. There's a whole lot more on the other side. Infowars.com. We're going to cover it all today.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ira Haynes, he will answer anymore. Not the whisper. drinking Indian or the Marine that went.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. Aaron Dyke sitting in. We are expecting Alex to pop in sometime later in the broadcast. We'll see what time that is. We're going to try to take some calls as well. And we have Patrick Henningsen, an InfoWars writer, joining us later in the broadcast. And there is news such as this analysis piece. The technocratic revulsion begins. Photos and video as thousands of Italians protest Mario Monti's banker government. And Mario Monti is a very transparent banking puppet. He's been attending Bilderberg as long as my research on it goes back for quite a long time. I've been following it intently since at least 2006 when I went with Alex to Canada in Ottawa for the Bilderberg meeting. We were held at the border, and Mario Monti is very much on the inside of that banking clique. Now he's taken over Italy and proposes a technocrat's government. There's people protesting. At least one of the protesters said, "We don't want the banks to rule, and Monti's government is not the solution." And it's definitely a situation where the bankers would rule. I heard Gerald Celente on the program yesterday. I really liked his quote that technocrats are just bureaucrats who know how to use computers to cook the books. That's a close paraphrase. I don't know if it's word for word, but he's definitely got a point there. Now, we're in the middle of examining geoengineering and what the layperson has come to call chemtrails. And it's something that independent researchers have latched onto for more than a decade. Really said, what are they spraying and why? And those people have been told, you're crazy, this isn't happening. At the same time, you've had a flutter of news for the past, almost a decade. And here we have the BBC News talking about headline, why the sun seems to be dimming. And they go on to talk about the solar energy reaching the surface and how they're trying to offset that due to global warming. You have Earth's dimming skies before and after. That's in Wired Science in 2009, March 13. And you can see a picture side by side with the Golden Gate Bridge where the shade of the sky has changed due to spraying things into the atmosphere and otherwise trying to modify the solar radiation coming to Earth because they think that is the way to fight global warming. And it will have all kinds of unforeseen consequences. Or perhaps they are foreseen. Again, as I pointed out, just based on the Bertrand Russell quotes alone, we really don't know what this so-called government's up to anymore. We do know about their policy papers and all the rest of it. And we're going to get back into that clip, the expose that I did with Alex on the nightly news from the previous broadcast. But we have unilateral geoengineering. That's the Council on Foreign Relations workshop. Where they put forward the same strategies that Nobel Prize winner Paul Crutzen put forward to spray sulfur into the atmosphere. They talk about producing low-lying clouds based off ocean mist. They talk about other ways to change what they term albedos. Albedos is just a fancy word for reflectivity. So they want to change the Earth's physical surface from darker shades to more reflective light shades. That means changing buildings, building codes, pavements, massive money we're talking about here potentially. And they also want to launch solar reflective mirrors into the Earth's orbit, into space, and a massively expensive project that obviously would have military overlays as well. And that's really the point here. Behind the curtain of national security, there is another agenda with this geoengineering. It has to do with controlling the population and dominating in a military capacity, among other things. But it's sold to us after a lot of complaining about what are these chemtrails, et cetera, on the pretext of fighting global warming. And just to put that into perspective, you also have Dennis Kucinich's bill, H.R. 2977, that he proposed back in 2001. And keep in mind, this was, I guess, a year after the Project for a New American Century, PNAC, put out their document on the 21st century American empire, rebuilding America's defenses, which, among other things, talks about using biochemical weapons and about dominating in space, about owning space. There's also the Air Force document, Owning the Weather by 2025, using weather as a force multiplier. So they are using weather for military dominance capabilities. We know they've been doing that at least in a testing phase since the early 20s, both on the Russian and American side with cloud seeding. We've talked to the experts. And we're going to get into that. But Dennis Kucinich's bill talks about banning exotic weapons, high-frequency weapons, space weapons, and quote-unquote chemtrails. He was just absolutely assailed over that. They tried to tarnish his reputation, but in the end, there's a lot of truth to it, isn't there? We're going to play more of those clips on the other side. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jones Show, Infowars.com, Aaron Dyke sitting in here. Here in the long segment, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of this geoengineering discussion Alex and I had on the Infowars Nightly News. It's very groundbreaking. There's a lot of documentation in there. Even this one playing will not be enough. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, which should be very easy right now because we have a trial going on this month, and later we have a special for Christmas time where you can get a very cheap package deal for a year subscription. You can also get it with the DVDs and the year subscription for $129.95, I believe. Check that out. We're going to get into the meat and potatoes of that. You want to stop it. You want to look up the documentation to get into it. Because even here on the show, even on the nightly news, we can't begin to get into it. Alex asked me to come on because I have all these documents compiled just related to the admitted geoengineering programs going on and the attempt to see what's going on behind the scenes of that matrix. Because you've got a lot of politicized science, a small niche of the same scientists who are heard at the Council on Foreign Relations and in all these politicized science groups fronting for the global warming thing, assuming on a logical fallacy that all those conclusions are correct, and then moving forward with these radical geoengineering, spraying things into our atmosphere, forever changing the makeup of our atmosphere proposals. And they're doing it, they're testing it, and now they've had hearings on regulation, as you'll hear in the clip, but they've decided not to ban that testing. There's currently no regulation over geoengineering testing, and they really aren't telling us that much about what's going on. Let's cue the rest of that clip now.
Spraying God knows what up there. We know what some of it is. A lot of it's aluminum and sulfur dioxide and the rest of it. But they've created this rationale that it's going to solve global warming. Now let's go.
That's just their cover. They always denied it until 3 years ago. Now they go, we were doing it, but it's secret. It's to save the earth. We're peace snakes. We're peace prize winners.
Yeah. And they admit one of the leading researchers of this whole geoengineering thing is David Keith, and he's got a paper explaining how the cloud seeding for the U.S. and for the Soviet Union goes back to the 20s. And we have clips, I know, from Ben Livingston, if we want to play some.
Ready to go? Yeah, this is Ben Livingston, who was the father of weather weapons. And I saw in a little blurb in an article, and they declassified that in the mid-60s, they'd certified Stanford, and he'd done it as a meteorologist. This is a guy in like World War II flying into typhoons. I mean, he's a real trailblazer. It's like almost, I think it was 90 when I interviewed him. I think he's still alive, but yeah, this was like 6 years ago. And, you know, the point with Livingston was they could control, steer, create hurricanes in the 60s. So it just shows how far this stuff's come. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
My name is Ben Livingston. I'm the first person to ever see a cloud with the intention to cause it to do military damage. I know I can say that, and I did it several times before the next person did it. We were doing quite a lot of testing work out over the test range at China Lake, California, where we dropped cloud seeding flares or silver iodide generators into clouds or just where we wanted to see what the reaction was. And it was there when I learned for sure that you could really change a cloud by the amount silver iodide you put in and where you put it.
These are cloud seeding dispensing units on the side of C-130s. You can see that these units held 52, these dispensers held 52 units.
We were the first ones to fly into hurricanes for the purpose of modifying them, if you will. That was Project Storm Fury. I began to be extremely confident that we could do whatever we about what we wanted to with a hurricane. The Project Storm Fury had been going on since 1961, and they had already done or had done two experiments, one in 61 and 63. Well, by 1964, when I was there in 1964, I wrote the plan and started to have them track and a mission for every flight. It was on the hurricane cloud seeding experiments. So we had documentation for everything. Operation and Project Storm Fury are very positive. This report said that we claim they should consider now. If
okay, that's just a short excerpt from an interview I did 6 years ago with Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. We're just demonstrating this exists, the cloud seeding, how they do it, moving right along, back to Aaron Dykes, because this is all going on, and you're supposed to just worry about football all day or what Lindsay Lohan's doing. I'm sorry, because what they admit they're spraying is brain damaging the population as neurological disorders go off the charts, as the honeybees die, you name it. Aaron Dykes, continue with your report while we show some footage of videos we were sent from around the world of the geoengineering program.
But Alex, you said this is brain damage. You guys remember, this is all for global warming. It's for our own good. And so you've got all these seemingly wacky proposals to shoot air balloons that spray stuff in the atmosphere, to have little ships that float on the ocean and spray stuff in the atmosphere, to put a hose up into the atmosphere, to have solar reflective things in orbiting the Earth in outer space.
They're just setting the precedent that they control weather.
Yeah, and you've heard them talk about how they want to control the space for the 21st century fight. This is all part of that. It's cloaked under national security and this global warming excuse. And among their other crazy plans is this Albedo's plan to inject particles into the atmosphere and the stratosphere to reflect the radiation. Now, that alone will cause a disruption with the radiation forcing, which will change the weather perhaps in unpredictable ways. They know that, but they're still pursuing it because it's their best cover story.
Only one part. They've got the magnetic field generators, they now admit, in China, Dubai, other places, that are just copies of HARP that are energizing the atmosphere.
But naturally, people have seen the stuff sprayed into the sky, asked questions about it, and as they're proving correctly, want to know more. Well, it all falls under this Albedo's plan. I know we have all these clips here about global dimming and about how shooting sulfur into the atmosphere is going to help that process, and it goes on from there.
But isn't it more trendy just to be into acting cool? I mean, why should we even worry about this? Oh, here's some more articles. Yeah, the solar shield. Now that we've exposed this, oh, we are doing it. We're saving you. We've just been testing it.
Yeah, and they're doing it. And here you see Bill Gates. He not only wants to steer hurricanes, but he's funding the plan to shoot stuff into the atmosphere.
Yeah, none of us have property rights. None of us don't have a right to not breed this because the little control freak chicken neck eugenicist who daddy runs Planned Parenthood says we're going to breed it.
So you see again and again academic papers about modifying clouds, creating artificial clouds. You can read them for yourself. You've got preventing global warming by increasing cloud albedo. This is just a few selections because, as you saw, there's literally hundreds of documents. But here, Paul Crutzen, he won a Nobel Prize, and he's very much at the forefront of this whole thing. He's talking about albedo enhancement through stratospheric sulfur injection. He admits they're going to shoot sulfur particles into the stratosphere and atmosphere to try to cool the planet. And that's one of the main proposals that's tied to this spraying from the planes, because you've also got this one from Jay Gorman about how the stratospheric injection of aerosols can be done with fuel additives, aviation fuel additives. The paper describes the selection and preliminary testing of chemicals that might be used as aviation fuel additives to inject these products, sulfur dioxide and micron-sized silica particles, into the stratosphere from commercial or military aircraft. They admit they're testing it, and when it's tested, they have...
Well, this whole program they call testing, well, when is it coming up where they admit they mix it with the jet fuel, the patents?
This is the one right here. Atmospheric testing could be started almost immediately. Separately, there's other patents where they kind of sketch out ways that they can mix powder and create contrails, such as this one.
Here, guys, let's hit pause on that. Incredible job, Aaron. You've really overdone it as usual. You're calling this just the tip of the iceberg. This is quite an iceberg. Here's some of the patents on the jet engine and how it disperses the sulfur dioxide, the aluminum dioxide, so you can enjoy the massive increases in neurological disorders now plaguing everyone. And this is an InfoWars article from just about a year ago, back last December. And then it lists all the patents, 16191832045865. I mean, folks, don't.
I think there's literally a couple hundred patents.
Yeah, don't. Listen, spend your time. I know TV said it was a conspiracy theory. Why don't you go to the U.S. government patent office? I mean, really, learn.
But then people are going to nickel and dime that this wasn't the one they chose to go with. The point is, they had massive amounts of researchers.
The point is, they admit they're testing it. When we learned the name of the passive aerosol program, we found out it's huge. It's going on. All I know is 15, 16 years ago, trails didn't sit there all day. They admit our Earth's dimming from this. Let's continue. Hurry. There's so much more.
Well, there is a whole lot more. We have right now a clip from John P. Holdren, the Obama White House advisor, and then from Paul Crutzen, the guy who won a Nobel Prize for helping to push this.
We're
going to
get to that in a minute, but have we covered this global dimming plan yet?
Yeah, we just played most
of it. Okay, let's play Holdren and the loving Nobel Prize winner. This is the current White House science czar. They come up with this in the early 90s. They implement it right away with your tax money. A bunch of control freaks playing God. Here it is.
We have to keep geoengineering on the table. We have to look at it very carefully because we might get desperate enough to want to use it. The danger, of course, with geoengineering is the one I was referring to a moment ago. We don't understand the system well enough to predict its responses in detail.
In the first place, we have to reduce the emissions of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And what can we do then? If that is the case, then maybe we are forced to do something in the stratosphere, and that is to deposit sulfur in the stratosphere. Sulfate-containing particles in the atmosphere reflect solar radiation that will cool the Earth. And artificially we can think of bringing sulfur in the stratosphere at altitude maybe 25 kilometers, where they then would lead to sulfate particle formation and cooling of the Earth.
Incredible, Aaron. They bring up this made-up crap about global warming or any climate change is unusual, and it's really just their excuse when you get deeper in the documents for weather warfare against the Third World. But just like Obama's the peace president waging war, it's just a total cover story.
Yeah. I mean, for example, they were going to shoot laser particles to blast away the CFCs back in the late 80s and stuff. Take, for example, this out of Porton Down, where somebody wrote asking about the open-air release of zinc-cadmium sulfide in the 50s and 60s, and they say, yeah, we're sorry, but the military reserves the right to open-air test really anything they please.
Yeah, that's U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A. Let's show a document cam of this. Here's over in England, and they go, yeah, we spray deadly stuff on you. Yeah, we spray deadly stuff on you. Suck it. Die. We fry little foster kids in microwave ovens. You bet. Now die, sheep. Pay that tax money. We love you. If you don't love us, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, and so now we got this whole global warming thing falling apart at the seams. The cover story's busted on that. But they still want to push this geoengineering thing as a solution to a problem a lot of people know is phony. Now, the whole point is they've had hearings in the U.S. and the U.K. on regulating it, and they all call for global solution, and it's all mirrored off of the same proposals that funneled through the Council on Foreign Relations, through various universities.
Back in the 60s?
Yeah, and a handful of scientists like David Keith and Ken Caldera have been steering this through all the different science groups, getting hearings, but always just pushing for let them test, do not ban, and let's have global coordination. Let's get the clip now where the Holdren plan correlates with the CFR plan.
Obama science chief eyes drastic climate steps. Thank goodness he's there to save us. Of course, he says he wants to reduce world population by at least 80% and put chemicals in the water to sterilize us. Obama's plan to geoengineer the planet mirrors CFR policy documents. I mean, aren't we lucky we have these guys? I mean, he says he wants to kill us. It's very nice of him, though. But I guess he can't kill himself yet because he has to carry out the plan first. Mm. It's very nice of him, though. And he's so incredible with Bill Gates. Yeah, there's the CFR plan, unilateral engineering.
These are the same plans with everyone. Shoot reflective particles into the upper atmosphere, add more clouds in the lower atmosphere, place reflective objects in space. Extremely expensive and stupid.
But then we're not supposed to notice any of this going on, though.
Change the terraform of the Earth. Change the shading of things on the Earth.
Notice, Aaron, the old-timers 18 years ago did the testing in the atmosphere and said these exact chemicals. And then they were proven right, and it's going on, and the Earth's getting dimmer. And the neurological disorders are going up, and we've covered in our report that Paul did, all the universities, people saying aluminum's going up, we don't know why, in all the soil. And then after we expose all this, they go, yeah, we're doing it for the Earth, but the details are classified.
But that's good if they dim the Earth. They're more intelligent than we are.
Well, exactly. Well, they know they like to kill us. I mean, they said so. We're scum.
Yeah.
Well, they're really killing us, but it's kind of a nice little thing. They're saving us, Aaron.
But that's the gravy, I think, is you've had stuff like...
You're not loving like they are?
Kucinich, among others, wrote the bill back in 2001, calling to ban or restrict exotic weapons, including high-frequency weapons that allegedly also didn't exist at one point, as well as, quote, chemtrails, the little buzz.
But we did show the defense secretary admitting they have them.
But now they are holding hearings on geoengineering, which does exist officially now, and they're telling us how good it will be when they regulate it globally, Alex, either using the places that already exist through the United Nations or creating a new...
But I drew a smiley face on it. It's loving.
Well, if we could play the clips now about the international global accords to hold hearings on geoengineering. Government report calls for global authority on planetary geoengineering. That was Steve Watson reporting on it at Prison Planet. And it just gets into all these hearings.
Here's the actual report.
Yeah, this one's from the UK, the House of Commons. Regulating geoengineering. Sounds like they're really going to do something about it.
They're going to make sure they're allowed to spray us with one.
They go on to explain how they have a joint agreement with the U.S. and that their committees have gotten together and agreed on geoengineering. They recognize there could be dangers, of course, Alex, but they need an international regulatory arrangement for geoengineering, as you can see here.
And to make it all legal that they're killing us and cutting the water off to Africa and Latin America. Yeah.
And then here how currently it's not subject to regulation. They admit there's no regulation to the testing going on right now. That means they're doing it, Alex. If you read between
the lines. Well, no, they admit they've been doing the testing. You can go pull up thousands of reports of it. But again, none of these documents exist. It's all a pipe dream.
But here's the regulations, more international regulation between the U.S.-UK deal. Here's from the House of Commons. They talk about the transboundary implications of dealing with these new technologies.
But as the CFR said, we'll just do unilateral global.
Yeah, well, they'll do both.
And they got drones bombing everybody anyways in countries, killing them. I mean, why not?
They can't ban it or create a regulatory framework because the technology is not sufficiently predictable. And they explain, too, how cloud seeding won't be included in this, and they're going to have to come up with a legalese definition for geoengineering. And again, what I'm showing is different reports that all call for international agreements. This one out of the Congressional Research Service, they had all kinds of different...
No, this goes on in the real world, and then we're all supposed to watch CNN and Fox and hear Glenn Beck make fun of us and tell us none of that exists. Kind of like there wasn't a Bank of the World or a CFR or a Bilderberg Group. Now they admit it all. But the global governments to save us, Aaron, run by the very banks that implemented it all.
And, of course, you know who's pushing all these genetically modified crops, the stuff they're pushing
on
Africa.
They sterilize all the animals that eat them, and we see our fertility dropping. But, again, these are nice people. I mean, they openly write papers about how they want to kill us.
Okay, we're going to be back on the other side. I'll break down some of the things I didn't get to cover and maybe point out how they've got to be criminally insane on top of all their other motives. But we'll get into that, and we have censored police state episode clips coming up, and we're going to show how true it has become. Unfortunately, we have to retake this country. Infowars.com, good place to start. Stay tuned.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We'll be right back.
and we are doing our damnedest to cover information they won't touch with a whatever foot pole in the mainstream media or anywhere else for that matter. Now, there's so much information, I can't claim to be a total scientific expert on every level of things, but I know when something is a lie, I know when there's a cover story going on, and that's what I've personally tried to break down in the geoengineering, if I'm able to make any contribution among the other great researchers who've been trying to analyze what's going on with what's being sprayed in the skies and the rest of it, and it directly overlaps with this politically motivated science agenda to geoengineer the planet in the name of global warming. Now, obviously, there is a huge overlapping cartel of related defense, military, science, and banking interests going on. You see the nexus of it at groups like Bilderberg and the Council on Foreign Relations. You see a strong manifestation in it in genetically engineered crop companies like Monsanto. Just think how much correlation there is between the Rockefeller Foundation, the Gates Foundation, and the acceptance of GMO crops in places like Africa, where they've set up initiatives to push them. They've come up with drought-resistant crops. The same foundations and the same billionaire individuals, Bill Gates chief among them, who have a stake in the global seed vault, who have a stake in weather modification, in cloud seeding, in hurricane steering, the same individuals who have a stake in population control, an attempt to depopulate the planet, who have a stake in vaccinations, and all kinds of other weird science fiction rationales. And I attempted to frame this entire issue around the admissions, the predictions, the anticipations of Lord Bertrand Russell, who explained how there would be different sets of education for the rulers and ruled. Obviously, that would imply also different explanations of what really goes on in the world and what is happening. And that is what we see here today. Now, just in the years 2009, 2010, you finally had the UK and the House of Commons, the United States through various congressional vehicles and other research vehicles, hearings on geoengineering, this one at the House of Commons called the Regulation of Geoengineering. Really sounds like they're going to try to put a lid on things and maybe prevent science and research from going overboard, crossing the line, opening more Pandora's boxes. But are they? If you look in the report, you really see how they acknowledge there's no current restrictions on testing. Repeat, there is no current regulation of geoengineering, chemtrail spraying, or whatever else you want to call it, whatever else might be going on. Furthermore, they make it sound all nice and neat that they need regulation, but what they want to do is narrowly define the term geoengineering under a politically expedient rationale. For instance, they want to exclude cloud seeding and other sort of like normalized weather modification programs. And I would imagine they would also steer clear of things the public has not as much understanding on, HAARP-type technologies and other things, which they've also said doesn't exist, just as with the chemtrailing, and yet it does exist. We're just not meant to know about it or to acknowledge it publicly especially. But when you research it, you see it is going on in the House of Commons. There was a joint agreement, as you saw in the video. I beg of you to pause the video, look up the articles, read them for yourself, get your own understanding. They want to set up a global mechanism to, quote, regulate geoengineering while allowing it to go forward because it's such a good idea for global warming. That's all the time we have in this segment, but stay tuned. We're going to cover censored police state information on the other side, FEMA camps, and more. It's all coming true. Homeland Security is coming down on us. We must fight back. On the other side, we're going to play some bombshell clips they didn't want to air, but it did. Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.